SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Supreme Court giving a green light to the Trump administration's plan to dismantle the Education Department. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a 6-3 ruling, justices allowed the president to go through with laying off nearly 1,400 Education Department employees. It delivers on one of his biggest campaign promises. Writing on social media, Donald Trump hailed the news as a major victory to parents and students. But in dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor complained that her colleagues on the high court were enabling legally questionable action on the part of the administration. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Inflation rose last month. The Labor Department reports consumer prices rose 2.7% in June from a year earlier. That's up from an annual increase of 2.4% in May. The use of vaccines in the U.S. will be the focus of a congressional hearing today.
The Senate Homeland Security Subcommittee is holding a hearing today titled Voices of the Vaccine Injured. It's chaired by Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. Johnson has expressed skepticism about some vaccines, especially the COVID-19 vaccine, due to the thousands of Americans who developed health problems after getting the shot.
That's Tasha Stevens. A veteran megachurch pastor has passed away.
Radio Bible teacher and author Dr. John MacArthur has died. He was 86 years old. Dr. MacArthur was senior pastor at Grace Community Church in Sun Valley, California, since 1969. Dr. MacArthur was also the featured speaker on his popular syndicated radio Bible teaching program, Grace to You. Dr. MacArthur was one of evangelicalism's most influential pastors for decades.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Dr. MacArthur survived by his wife Patricia, four adult children, and their families. Stocks remain mixed, the Dow dropping 328 points, the NASDAQ up 120. This is SRN News. Pro-abortion forces mount a challenge in Idaho.
They are gathering signatures in an effort to put before voters an amendment to the state constitution that would enshrine abortion. It's worked in several states, and now the campaign has come to Idaho. Most abortions are illegal in the state, and 2 years ago, the Idaho Supreme Court upheld all pro-life laws. The pro-abortion advocates will need to collect a little over 70,000 signatures of registered voters to get the amendment on the ballot. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As Texas tries to recover from deadly flooding, Christian relief agencies are on the ground helping. The Salvation Army has a large presence in the stricken regions, as does Samaritan's Purse. The Southern Baptist Convention is sending aid, along with Texans on Mission and Convoy of Hope. At this point, most of the agencies are serving meals and providing help to people whose homes have been destroyed. This is SRN News. India's aviation regulator ordered airlines to inspect fuel control switches on certain Boeing models. It follows a preliminary report on last month's Air India crash, which killed 260 people on June 12th, shortly after takeoff. Customs officials in Germany intercept a smuggled shipment of 1,000 cute and cuddly tarantulas. Karen Chamas reports.
The creatures were found inside plastic containers that had been hidden in chocolate sponge cake boxes that were shipped to Cologne Bonn Airport. Customs authorities were tipped off by a noticeable smell coming from the packages that didn't resemble the confectionery treats, according to an official. Many of the eight-legged creatures didn't survive the trip from Vietnam to Germany, while survivors were given to the care of an expert handler, according to the customs office. I'm Karen Chamas.
More details at srnnews.com.